Turn with me now to this 13th chapter of the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 13. And look with me at the verse 9. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help found. Two pictures, one of them as dark as the midnight of hell. What is it? It is, thou hast destroyed thyself. But the other, in comparison, is of course the victory of God's help. And God is saying, it's not in yourself. It's not in your ability. It's not in your dedication. It's not in your consecration. It's in me at rest. Listen, what does it say? But in me is thine help. But in me is thine help. If God takes us by the hand today, if the Savior puts in our hand a hand stamped with the blood mark of Calvary and leads us on the road that He has set for us, what a road that will be. What victories we'll enjoy, and what joy unspeakable will fill our souls. There are many things that I could say about this particular portion of Scripture. The interesting thing, we could go back and look at Adam as he was. Adam as he came from the Creator's hand. Pure as God's holiness. True as God's truthfulness. And the happy and the blessed comrade of the God of heaven. Adam. He was alone. He had no woman to trouble him. He stood alone. He had been made of the Lord. But then the woman came, and that the woman that came to him brought trouble. There's men, hard old men, who say women always make trouble. I don't believe that. Some of the best people in the world are women who love their families, who love their husbands, who love their homes, who love their friends. But I'm not going to enter in a lecture on that, for I might get some man raised in anger and some woman raised to cheer me. And I don't want to fall out with you. But this I want to say is a tremendous verse. I have sat and looked at it, and it says, you're a destroyer of yourself. Your conduct is the conduct of a destroyer. And you're not destroying so much your friends or your homes or your relations, but you are destroying yourself. But there's a remedy. And the remedy is this, but in me is thy help. Help me to understand it. Help me to take it in, what it meant for thee, the Son of God, to bear away my sin. Because it's the offering of the cross that the light dispels the darkness. It's in the agony of the cross that the pain and anguish is stopped. And sweet, sweet words of comfort fill and fill our souls with peace and love and joy unspeakable and full of glory. The fact of man's destruction staggers us all. Here was a holy man, made in the likeness of the Creator Himself, given a special place in the Garden of Eden, blessed with the blessing that is sublime and divine. And yet this man went astray. Look, if Adam, sinless, spotless Adam, went astray, what hope is there for us who are already stained with sin and with our own particular sinning? But there is comfort. But there is grace. In me is thine help. Don't go looking for help anywhere else. Take my hand. I'm going to take you to the cross. I'm going to show you where your Lord and my Son was wounded for you, that you might be healed. I want you to stop and listen carefully to the wonder of the story of lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for you. Lead me to Calvary. It's at Calvary we'll learn the healing. It's at Calvary we'll learn the sweetness. It's at Calvary we'll learn the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Notice that the chapter exposes sin, and it says the iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hid. How many people are hiding their sins to stay, concealing their sins instead of turning to Christ for cleansing and healing in his own redeeming blood? When I look at Adam as he came from his Creator's hand, I can say, perfect at first and blessed his estate. Man in his Maker's image shone. In innocence, he's divinely great. He lived for a while to his God alone. His heart was love. His pulse was praise. And light and glory decked his face. The unfallen Adam. But what happened? Satan came to visit the garden. Satan came to turn Eve away from her Maker. The devil played his cards right. And what happened? The pure, the holy heaven of heaven and garden of garden was stained and blackened with the sin of a man laid astray by his wife from serving his God with holiness all the days of his life. Maybe you have already understood that you are covered by this story. That Adam is a photograph of you. That the Bible is writing your autobiography when it writes the story of Adam. Sad is that story. Dreadful is the pain it brought to this world. And terrible is the result of Adam's sins and sinning. I don't know what we will say to Adam when we meet him in heaven. But I know what Adam will be saying to us. What a fool I was to turn from the ways of God to the ways of hell and darkness and the shadow of death. Oh, I trust that today in this service, those who for years have walked in the way of Lucifer will turn while the Spirit in mercy is pleading and steer for the harbor bright. For how do you know but your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight? Dear sinner, call out to Christ today, for he can save you. Hallelujah. He can save you now. I picked up an old hymn book this week. I have a great taste for old hymn books because their writings are so homely and yet so powerful. And this one was written by a Plymouth Brethren preacher in the great city of Dublin, John Denham, in the time of the 59 revival. And it says, Jesus, I am never weary. Looking on thy cross and shame, gazing there, I seem so near thee, ever near thee, lingering here, I would still remain. Little cared I for the anguish of thy bitter, bitter cry. Left alone, dear Lord, to languish, none to share my parting sigh. All forsaken, left alone, alone, dear Lord, to die. Precious Savior, I have found thee, all my utmost need required. In thyself, dear Lord, Thou'st found me. All of thy loving heart desired. I would praise thee from my soul by love desired. All my sins were laid upon thee for the blood of thine atonement. All my utmost debt was paid. Dearest Savior, I believe, for thou hast said, both mine arms are clasped around thee, and my head is on thy breast, for my weary soul has found thee. Such a perfect rest. Dearest Savior, now I know that I am blessed. If you have never come to the cross, come now. The doors of God's salvation temple are wide open. Christ, with a scarred hand, beckons you to come in and to sit down under his shadow with great delight. For his shadow is delight, and his banner over us is love. Oh, my dear friend, if you're struggling in the world with the flesh and the devil, don't try and be a self-savior. Let Jesus save you. Cry to him. Call upon him. Run to him. Catch him by his feet and let your fingertips touch the wounds off the nails. Look on his face. It flows with staining blood. For whom did he shed that blood? It was for me. It was for me alone. He left his glorious throne. The dazzling splendor of the sky. It was for me he came to die. Oh, I'm glad that I'm not a modernist. I'm glad I'm no apostate. I'm glad I was taught the simple principles of gospel theology from the day I could say my prayers. And I'm glad today that I know in my heart there's power in the blood. Wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed? Are you ready? Say, if you were called from that seat now, would it be heaven or hell? Would it be darkness or light? Would it be peace or the passion of judgment? Oh, I'm glad today that Christ died for sinners. And I'm glad I can say today, from the depths of my heart, I have destroyed myself. I have destroyed myself, but in you, Lord, there's life, there's peace, and there's eternal joy forevermore. May God bless his holy word and bless his gospel truth. And may those that are not saved today be saved. Those that are backslidden, may they return to their first love. And those who walk with God, may they pray, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank thee for thy word. for the simplicity and purity of the gospel, we give thee thanks. And we pray that souls will come to Jesus and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. May God bless his truth to our hearts for Jesus' sake.